I'd like to open this meeting Thursday, November 7th, Payne County Commission. The first item is commission remarks. Do you have anything? Second item on the agenda is domestic violence funds. We have the treasurer here with us, so.
Good morning. I'm here for the distribution of the domestic violence funds. According to State Statute 455-215, I must notify this year's recipient by November 15th that they have been selected and the approximate amount of funds that they will receive in January. This year, we only had one applicant, and it was the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County, doing business as the Crisis Center in Branson. The Crisis Center met all the qualifications. At this time, the approximate amount of funds is $8,572.53. And I would need a formal vote from you gentlemen so I can send them out a letter informing them that they will be receiving those funds in January.
Is there a number attached to it at all, or just the domestic violence funds?
There's no number.
And is there for the year 2014 or? 2013.
And that's not the exact dollar amount, because I will have additional funds coming in for the year.
And then do you need a, just so the motion's right, is it a motion to award? Is it a motion to?
I think it's to award, because in the past we've had two or three that have applied.
That have applied for it.
Okay. But now there's just one that has applied, so I think it will be an award to the.
Okay. Move to award the domestic violence funds to the Women's Crisis Center, doing business as Crisis Center of the Branson?
Yes.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The second thing on the agenda is the investment policy. That is with the treasurer also.
Given each of you a copy of the Taney County investment policy that I put together. According to RSMO 30.950, the statute requires every political subdivision of the state responsible for investment of public funds to adopt a written investment policy. I'm asking at this time to have my investment policy entered into the county record.
All right, so there's no actual vote. This is just a matter of entering this policy into the record, and Melanie has done so at this point.
Yes.
So the next thing on the agenda is the fill dirt agreements for Road and Bridge. And we have Road and Bridge here if they want to come up and set up the desk. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
That one's Ron Clyde, the other one is Maurice. Is that Boo? All right, Randy, we have those two dirt agreements. One is with Ron Todd, and the other one is Maurice Booth. I would entertain a motion for acceptance of either one or both of those agreements. I see that one of these is listed with quite an amount of dirt.
Yeah, that's what he's wanting.
You distribute those because we have several in the same area. You distribute some in a location, and if it's like this one has 50 roads on it, might not take 50 loads to them first, or maybe somebody in repetition. Is that the way you do that?
It depends on how that works out. If it's convenient for us, if they're in the area cleaning ditches, he might get 3-4 loads.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It may be several months before we're back in that area, so he's not going to get it all.
Right.
They just put down an amount what they're...
I'm often asked that question about if they apply for one of those, if they're going to get, you know, the amount that they need right then, and I always tell them, no, it just depends on what the job, the service job that we're doing in the area is, so. All right, we have a motion for acceptance of the bill of third agreements.
Move to accept the field dirt agreement with both Ron Todd and a separate field dirt agreement with Maurice Booth.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
No discussion?
Well, yeah, you can discuss it if you'd like to.
No, I don't have any discussion.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye. Then the next thing on the agenda is our road and bridge review. Update and review. So it also says on here that this may go into executive session pertaining to personnel. So Randy, I'll turn the meeting over to you.
Basically, we've completed our chip seal for this year. We've also completed our striping, I believe, for the year. We do have some minor patches that, as long as the plant is still open, and I think they plan to close here in the next week or so we're going to try to get a couple of things done before they do close it. We are on the last round of mowing.
Whenever you say that patching, you're talking about dig out patches?
Those and just minor hand patches. We do have an entrance we're going to try to do there at the Hill to Shop. We've got to fix that entrance. We got a permit through MoDOT. If the weather cooperates, we'll try to get that done.
It's going to be done tomorrow.
It should be. We plan on doing it tomorrow. I think the plant's going to shut down the 15th. So.
The reason I ask that is because it was no wedge coating anywhere or anything. It's just dig outs and replacement of potholes and things like that.
Right, that type of thing.
Okay.
We are on the last round of mowing, trying to get that done. Some may be already done. I think you're still working on yours.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to make a complete circle before bad weather.
Now, is that... just the mowing, or does the brush trimming continue all winter long?
The brush trimming will continue, brush hogs and tree trimming and all that. That's going to be continuing. We have restocked on our winter salt supply. We still lack a couple of loads, I think, being having that order complete, but we're in good shape, pretty much ready. We are mounting the plows and spreaders on the three new trucks. That should be completed here before too long. And so we should be ready to go if weather dictates that. Previous meeting, you guys asked for some structures on bridges, some ideas on what we may be looking at or considering, and I've got a list of those within this. Of course, first one on there we've talked about at different times in previous commissions is the Bull Creek crossing there at Round Mountain. Another one for consideration is Coon Creek, the low water structure there. We've got one in two in the Pro Tem area. Steely Road is another structure. That's a low water structure we do have bridge plans on and also have the right-of-way already obtained for it, but we can put it out for bid, but the bid come in fairly high and only one bid, so that got put on hold. That's another one to consider. There's another one on Pro Tem Cedar Creek. that is under state inspection that's going to need to be replaced one of these years. It's the second structure. The resident, closest resident, would be where Joe Holt used to live, and I don't know who owns the property around it, but it's that structure right in there. Also, Reno Springs, the first structure where you turn onto Reno Springs across Bear Creek, that's a low water structure that it's on state inspection also, but that's one that we need to consider possibly replacing one of these years. The other one, and these are in no particular order, but there's one structure on Caney Creek Road that should be replaced. We've had to go in and put extra walls in under it because of previous cracks in the deck through bridge inspections and shored it up. But it's one that's becoming a maintenance issue for collecting debris because we've got so many pier walls in it now. That one actually needs to be an actual a two-span bridge. So that's one to kind of look at. So there's several, and then there'd be a couple more that I haven't mentioned here. I think there's one on Sycamore we might consider. That's a low water structure that Sycamore Church Road. There would be possibly another one. So.
What about the one off of Barker Hole?
Barker Hole?
That road that goes off of, what's the name of it?
Catfish or...
Barker Hole.
You go on in and turn left, go down in that.
That one basically, that would, of course, require more permitting through the Corps because that's all Corps property. But the other thing, they do have alternate access that isn't that time-consuming to get around. And the lake does get up over that. The height of the lake, that would be a tremendous fill and pretty good-sized structure to even consider there. And I don't know that the traffic would warrant that right now because the distance isn't that great to go around Catfish or them other alternative.
What is the name of that road? Because I had several people bring that road up.
That's Barker Hole Road, and then it connects into Catfish into.
You're talking about coming off of Crowley Way.
Crowley Way is where I was thinking.
I wouldn't see that if it's. It's basically the same hollow right there that where that crossing is.
I brought that up some time ago because the actual road was in pretty bad shape as you come up the hill to get on the other road, and I think we went in and done some repair work on that. But was there some discussion, and I may have this all wrong, about using a box or something there?
There's a possibility you could do that. The alignment of the road's got to totally change there because when you go through the crossing, you make a couple of
sharp turns
and then steep grades on both sides. And it's gravel at that point. I think we got asphalt down almost to the hollow at one side, but the other side is gravel.
We've got the horns that come out of Slough Holler down there we could actually put in the bottom. And fill over, which would handle what water probably ever coming through there.
Were they the ones that were oval that got crushed a little or something,
ones? Them went away. We didn't. That okay. Was contractors. These are the old ones, and for the amount of fill to help the grades on each side, I'd probably consider going concrete there rather than that metal pipe maybe there because of. We'd have to add on to the pipe considerably for the amount of fill to get it filled up over. I don't know that the length of the pipe, because of the amount of fill going over, I don't think it would be near long enough. We'd have to pretty near double the length.
One that's not been mentioned in your conversation that I get calls on is the one out towards Taneyville on the left.
Hulls Ford.
I know that we've been down there a few times to clean the gravel because of it fills up and then ends up pushing over the road. And so that's another one that you can put on the list. But these are things that will you bring these to us in a budget meeting to try to figure out how much the costs are and maybe we can get started on some of those, Randy?
Yeah. Now I'll put an estimated cost to some of these, or as much as I can, and kind of an idea. But yeah, some of these, are, all of these will take engineering and different permits required to even do these. So.
There is a different technique of bridge building that Jason and I learned at MACTO conference last year when we went. Some of these would qualify on a short span. It's a whole new technique that is being recognized by the engineers. Spencer was going to get up to date on it. It's a lot lower cost on a short span, much lower cost.
Some of these, like, isn't there a couple of different bridges that we've had already engineered, like you were talking about the Bull Creek one, which is a real expensive.
The Bull Creek one, that we've done some preliminary estimates, and there's been previous engineering all the way back to the early 90s. They were looking at that, different type structures, and all of them were fairly expensive on that particular one, up to $1 million at least on a full-blown bridge. They also consider box culverts across there, and I think the bridge would be the better idea because the cost of the boxes was almost two-thirds of what a bridge would be by the time they... But I did see plans on that, preliminary plans. It wasn't far enough along to construct or anything, but it was just preliminary ideas. The one, I got one in pro tem that we do have the plans already on and right away, I can get an estimated cost on that for budgeting. That's the only two right now that I remember even having plans or even a start as far as that. The one that would have the highest traffic count, of course, would be the Coon Creek crossing right there. That's the one that would have the highest traffic count. I mean, today, as far as I know, everything else would have just minimal. In the rural areas.
But the only thing with the Coon Creek deal is it turns into an emergency route if there's anything happens from that stretch from there to the Branson Bridge, and it...
The other thing, you would almost have to close it. It would be difficult to get an alternate bypass road right there at that structure with the way the two streams come together. So that would be difficult.
Has there been any design work at all on that? We've
not done any design work or anything. I just mentioned it a couple times, we do have a school bus that does cross that one. The majority of these school bus cross, I believe all of them that I've mentioned. I know Branson crosses the Bull Creek, and we put up high water markers and stuff. When the water gets a certain level, they won't cross it. Right. And so we keep them up and maintain them. And we've even checked that one out structurally. We had Great River come down and do load test on that one and a structure on up the road called Gravelly Hollow. They were questioning both of those, and they both passed as far as that.
Well, we have pipes. And I know we've made correction on several over the last few years, but where we have pipes that are on those low crossings and they fill up and then they start running over the top and we start having problems, do we have a plan in place? I know we remove gravel from the top side and try to clean those out periodically, but is there a regular routine as far as the gravel, and now that we have, is the portable dirt deal, would it work? Does it work for gravel separation also?
It would screen out the bigger stuff, but basically on them type of structures, we just try to clean what's fairly close to the structure itself. That's going to be an ongoing problem anytime you have culverts in a low water crossing. I mean, they're going to... Mm-hmm. They're going to plug up, fill up with gravel. We have numerous.
We've got that. We made for the Bobcat, though, that we cleaned Coon Creek out with. That big long.
The other thing, depending on the size of the pipe, they're difficult to clean the pipe itself out anyway. We have one on Banner, not Banner Road. Yeah, Banner Road.
Banner.
That's notorious for filling up, plugging up water going over. It's right at the Taney Ozark County line. And even a low water structure that has square openings upstream on the same creek, it's notorious one for filling up with gravel and water going over. But,
nobody gets gravel out of the creeks anymore like they used to. And then these intensive rains, it moves a lot of gravel.
Yeah.
And we cleaned out them down there on Stephen Road, usually not over 2 years. We'll probably have to get to them here before long again. Because once the gravel fills up, they're useless. You know, they just water runs over them just like a slab.
The reason I asked that question to start this conversation off is because there's been a lot of conversation about dredging of some of the creeks, and it's going to DNR and asking about it over at Turkey Creek. You know, we had the lady come in and visit with us about that, and then and just like you said, this all have to be a DNR approved type deal, and I was hoping that maybe we might have three or four or maybe a half a dozen of the worst situations that we run into, where we could go in and remove gravel on certain stretches to help improve that, where it's not a yearly or a couple of times a yearly maintenance issue. And that's the only reason I bring it up, is because I think someday either the city of Hollister, the county, or maybe even the city of Branson might help get involved in what causes the flooding, what causes our roads to get in a dangerous situation. Like you said, when the school buses have to run across those low crossings, they've been used to crossing them for years, and they start to come up to it, and there's water going across it.
That whole ford down there, that's one of the major issues on it. Just around the upper bend, there's been so much gravel drift in and pile up. Gerald Urey has the permit to take it out, but he's not yet, and I don't know when he's going to. The exception of that pile, it started to change the course of the creek and come down our part of the road across. And one of these days, that's going to become a really big issue.
Right.
We've got such a surplus pile already in two areas from cleaning out portions of these creeks in different areas that we haven't used that up yet. And finding a place to use it is becoming a problem, too.
Yeah, it is.
And still on low water under concrete, we're started on Wisconsin, tearing that little structure out, and we're going to redo that structure. I think we've come to the conclusion, rather than put a pipe in that one, we're going to create a square opening that won't be such an issue of plugging up. There's minimal amount of debris coming down that, but we want to get some water going under so that it's not an icing problem. And we're also going to build the structure to have enough width there from what the previous structure is. Going to be 20 foot in width. We just got started on it, basically got the creek cleaned out, so we're currently working on that one. I don't know that you started on Kentucky Hollow, but there's one up there that we have an undermine issue that Harlan's going to get started on here pretty quick and try to get that fixed. Then the other one's on a road we've taken in. I don't know that there may be parts of concrete there, but it's Eagle Ridge Road. We need to put a new low water structure on it if we get time. And that may be up in the spring before weather permits us to do that one. But that's another one. That's all that work we can do ourselves, minimal cost. I mean, it's just basically not that much concrete to fix either through any one of these or all three. So, but that's some work we're going to be working on. Other things, we're going to be cleaning ditches, cutting brush, preparing, of course, for winter. Doing, if we get any snow, of course, we'll be on that. But preparing for next year's seal list. We've got several roads already picked out on the list. We just got to finalize that and get that ready for next year. It'll be about the same mileage as we're doing this year, maybe a few more miles, but it'll be about in that neighborhood, 60 plus miles.
With the cost of oil going down, is there a bid, bids going out for that at the first of the year? When would you do that?
No, bids go out, I believe, in May on that. It's on a
yearly basis.
Yearly basis. The bids will go out on that, and right now they were a little cheaper last year. It's hard to say what they'll do until it comes up bid time, but hopefully, if they're a little cheaper, that means we can do a few more miles. You know, that's your biggest cost that we see in it, so we won't know until we bid. So. Unless we want to change the timeline of the bid, but I don't think most of them, they don't want to bid that early in the year on their hot mix and oil until they get up closer because they don't want to
get caught
to a price.
Yeah.
So that's the reason it was at that time frame. On our road and bridge office, we're nearing complete. They're finishing up the drywall, starting to paint today. We'll get that completed. Some kind of minor touch-up painting on the outside. One little piece on the roof they've been trying to get to, but the weather hadn't cooperated, and Delmer might get that this week before the end of the week, and that'll complete the roof. It's a piece of trim on the far end of the roof next to the pile drug. He didn't want to uncover it, and it rained, and it's been raining about every day, so we'll get that done. Painting should be completed next week, and then we'll move into getting the floor put down, getting electrical guys back in, doing their finish, mounting the lights, and HVAC has got just some minor finish work to do on putting their vent grills and everything in once we get it painted. And hopefully everything will be complete and possibly be able to move in before the end of the month. So should wind that up. Equipment, and we'll get into more of this, but just kind of on a wish list when we get into budget. We didn't get to it this year. Trucks come in a little more than we expected, and a couple of items, a spray truck. Of course, that should be here by the end of the month, hopefully. We need to replace pickups. I'm thinking a number of about approximately six. Get rid of some trucks with higher mileage pickups. I'd like to continue to replace the dump trucks and purchase two more this year. And we need to replace our tow paver. That's something we need to. I think you had a roller on the wish list. And possibility, if we can do this in budget, purchase another truck-type brush hog mower, and if that works out. And we get into budget, I'll have some estimated costs. Other possibilities we get into that is possibly downsizing on some of the equipment we do have, graders, backhoes, and the track loaders, and some option there using that to buy some of this other stuff, possibly. And right now we've got within the fleet all three shops, we have 11 backhoes, we have 8 graders, 2 track loaders. And I think we can downsize to a certain point and still be able to accomplish about anything we want to do because we don't have personnel of 80 people anymore in doing them. That big major project, or several like we were several years ago. But our equipment's getting older, and some of it's still pretty decent shape. I think we can do something there to help us buy equipment we do need for replacement.
Uh,
upcoming projects that we're going to try to work on, if the weather permits. Fairview Church Road is one that we're going to realign it, and this is a safety issue. We work with MoDOT to find a safer entrance. It's about 150 foot east of the current location. We've acquired the right-of-way. We're going to start on that here possibly in December and try to get that section of road, that entrance redone, and then vacate the old entrance, make that go away. Another job that's been on our list for many years, but we haven't got to, we've acquired the right-of-way, and that's improving an intersection on Cane Creek and McGee Keys. It's a narrow, kind of a Y intersection down there that's difficult to turn from one road onto the other. It's got a steep grade. That's one I'd like to try to get that intersection. We've already acquired the right-of-way several years ago and just didn't have the time or the money to go do that little project. But that's one that we'd possibly like to do. The other thing is possibly doing some improvements to some of these roads, newer roads that we've taken in. Some of them we haven't had a chance to do a whole lot to. We've done a little bit of grading, maybe put a little material on it, but several we haven't done a whole lot to as far as ditching. Some of them we've just done a little brushwork and just grading on them. But we've got some of those we'd like to do a little bit of work if we get time. As far as some building, two salt buildings we got, we need to replace the roofs on. Hopefully we can get that through the winter months if possible. The Hilda salt building needs the entire roof replaced and a few structural tubes replaced in it. 86 salt shed needs a roof replaced. Hopefully we can get that done through the winter months. This other item I got down on here at some point before this comes up, I think your next term's in January, but I've got a list of roads that they brought to you under your last term, roads to vacate. And I've got them listed out on a map and draw it out. Some of those, several of those roads in there we're currently maintaining as county roads. So we need to have a meeting and show you the roads that they've already had their first meeting on road vacates. And that's in the Big Cedar area. They had several roads. Here is some, just to kind of bring up some roads that we need to possibly talk about. Buchanan Road, there's one that also the Transportation Board has talked about. It's mainly their issue is the intersection 248 and Buchanan. But there's improvements on that road that need to be done in around the American Quarry area. That section is not seen much improvement or widening. The other part of that road is the outer road intersection with the entrance of Buchanan and the outer road. I didn't know at some point in time, County Commission, the school, or maybe MoDOT could set up a meeting, maybe talk about that and see if there could be some type of improvement done there. And the other one, Acacia Club Road, that one's been brought up. I know Rick Sigenfuss has talked about that one at different times. And then if you want me to bring that one up, I don't know if it's who the Ozarks are also possibly discussing something there about that road. That's on the east end of Acacia Club. I know one talk was possibility of realigning that section of road, and I don't know what all has been discussed there. But
Where's VV?
VV is, that's actually the highway. I don't know if they changed.
It's V Highway.
V Highway, sorry. V and Acacia Club, that section of road, the surface is getting to the point we need to do something with the surface itself, but if there's plans to do something with that road realignment, we don't want to waste the time going in there putting hot mix on that.
This is from the nursing home. The V, that's considered V? I don't know. Right there from the nursing home that goes next to the...
right in front of there, all the way down to the lift station. That section of road is getting to a point we've got to do some widening or resurfacing on that section of road. The rest of it's all been fixed, but that section's the last section.
On the west side, everything coming down that way, where it's... what's the name of the road there? It's not Acacia, it's
Iowa Colony.
Iowa Colony.
Where exactly?
Well, the name change is right there about Diamond Hill, or right about that.
Diamond Hill what?
Diamond Hill Court.
The upper entrance up there by the dirt pit. Up by the other end of the dirt pit.
Okay.
I think somewhere in there is where the name changes. The rest of it's called Acacia Club.
The, about, I'm thinking 6 years ago, this was brought up about trying to move traffic out the other side because the road was so narrow, and then we did the Iowa Colony side, widened, I think curb, gutter, on some
Acacia
of that.
Club's curb and guttered except for that little quarter of a mile portion that he's talking about.
Right, but the reason we went that way was to try to get some of that traffic out that way other than coming. So, because it is terribly narrow on the, after you leave the part that goes down by the school on down through there, it's been mentioned before when were we going to get around to finishing that project up as far as widening the road. Also been the school contacted us and talked about the rerouting of that road, and so that's something that we need to look at. Traffic count was tremendous on that road, and I think we took care of a lot of the problem on the other end. But
a school bus and two school buses can't really pass on that road.
Right, right.
I know there's been some issues with that, and then just bigger vehicles because it's narrow.
So, Randy, we may have to have you contact the school and see what they had considered on the reroute.
I think part of it's on the transportation board's list, is it not?
I believe it was on their list. I don't know where it falls in there, but I know that's one that. Has been talked about before, so I'll check on that. Another one that they actually talked about the last meeting and is M Highway and Brace Hill Road, that entrance there onto that. That's kind of a bad pullout. That's something that Brace Hill Road entrance needs to be moved farther to the south to make it actually a little bit safer, just and vacate that old location. That's something we need to look at and consider. A lot of traffic coming from the Cedar Creek area uses that road through to Slough Hollow, and something it'd be kind of a safety concern. I know the transportation board's also brought that up and talked about that one. So.
You know, that brings up something that I want you to look at, is those roads that you think are possible danger issues, too narrow, traffic counts, all that, have them throw a recommendation the commission's way so that we can consider that in our budget.
Okay.
I know you as the Road and Bridge Department know where the areas are. You hear the problems and all that. The Transportation Board may have a wish list as far as what they would like to see done, but if you come to them with safety considerations, know that the schools are good to contact us on issues that they have, but if they can put this together, maybe there's a possibility of, looking at these projects in advance and maybe not having to do the entire project 1 year, but getting it ready 1 year to do something and to pave it the next year or whatever needs to be done. So approach them about those couple that you've talked about, Brace Hill, Interest Change, the Acacia Club project, something that you'd want to contact the school about, the several different things that you consider a safety issue, Randy. Just bring it before them and have them send a recommendation to the commission.
There is several on their list, and they've got them prioritized by several different categories, and they've got big, medium, and small type projects. And a lot of these smaller ones, even though they're not very high on that priority list, some of those are projects that we can do in-house somewhat, or partner with MoDOT maybe on a couple of them, or work with them, basically like the Brace Hill M Highway, basically not so much in them helping us dollar-wise, but help working with them where is a safe location, and then if we're able to obtain the right-of-way or the new location alignment, then it may be something we might be able to do, figure out an estimated cost. But I'll get with them, and they've got several like that on that list, and which one they would recommend as far as their priority too, or recommendation. One I did mention, but has been mentioned in the past, it's not on here, but another that has quite a bit of traffic, east-west morning and evening type traffic, is of course that Taneyville Road, coming from Taneyville through there. That's another road that's got areas and sharp corners that needs to be looked at and widening areas. It's another road that falls in that same category, two big vehicles or people pulling stock trailers. It's very difficult. There's no shoulders. Surface isn't consistent, 20 foot. That's another road that we need to look at. Next item on the transfer station, Scott Starrett had got three quotes basically on a overhead type door for the lower opening where the semi-trucks back in. The main big opening where all the public and everything backs in, we were looking at possibly building those doors ourselves and hanging it to get us in compliance. That was the last item as far as getting in compliance on that. Is that something, once I get done with the building here, we could put those guys possibly working on the big doors, basically putting back the same type of door that was there before, whether we build it or buy the material, build the doors, put up new track there, at least we'd have doors on there, we'd be in compliance. The lower door, we've got price quotes for having a company come in. We just provide the lift and fix the frame for them to mount their door, fixing the lower door there. And that closes up the two openings that the inspector, I think, or what DNR's the last item on that list, basically.
Does that not need to go out for bid? Does that not need to go out for bid?
No. Price isn't anywhere. I mean, we're looking at it. I've got to get it out here.
That's been so much discussion about that. I'm not real sure what they were planning on doing it. At one time, we talked about extending out on that.
Well, that was discussed. Right there is three quotes. That's just on the lower door where the tractor trailers back in and load. The upper door, we plan on, and the upper door probably cost-wise is going to be similar, us building it, hanging it, putting new track up there. So that's basically what we're looking at. Now, that just gets the existing building in compliance. Other things we talked about, you know, extending the building, that type of thing, but our deadline is January 31st, I think now, getting in compliance. And then discussing what's the option, a new building, adding on to this building. We're going to have to look at the floor at some point in time and do some work there, maintenance work.
Is that going to have to be weekend work or Monday work, one day closed work, or the, on the floor? I'm talking about the floor.
The floor? That's going to have to kind of shut down for 2-3 days and have everything ready to go, preferably over, say, a Saturday weekend maybe type work, or because that's going to be tough. You're going to need to tear out part of the floor and then replace it. It'd be almost impossible to tear out half of it and use half the floor. I don't know if that'll work. I don't think it's quite wide enough to even do that. It'd be easier just to shut down, fix it, but have everything ready to go to tear out and put back so you're not closed for an extended period.
And that's a deadline project, so we'll need to have a discussion on it, probably set.
Not on the floor. Not on the floor. The floor is not a deadline. It's just the doors. That's the only thing that... See, we got the site plan done. We got the handbook redone. The doors was the other thing on that. The floor, that's just what do we want to do, how much do we want to do, and when. Or do we want to consider a new...
The pictures look worse than the floor does. I mean, I went out and looked at it compared to the pictures that we got with the way the shadows and everything are on the pictures. It looks like
but not bad. Not only the floor, but I mean the metal apron there where the trash goes off into the truck. We've got to redo that at some point in time. That's getting weaker all the time. We're going to have to do some work on that also.
Why don't we set that up for when Ron... We can't do that Monday, but let's set that up to talk about what we want to do on that floor and those doors. And we're going to have... do we have a recommendation from anybody on... I know Scott's worked with us... was the extension completely out of question about building out in front of it?
No, that's not out of the question, but we talked about it but never really decided which route we wanted to go, and this deadline just keeps creeping up on us, so I was trying to figure out the easiest route, less cost effective, just get us in compliance, give us 5 more time, and figure out what we want to do with either with the existing building or do something totally.
We're going to have to address that just quickly, I guess, is the term I guess I'd want to use. So we'll probably try to schedule that on there in the next little bit. We're going to be having budget discussions. Maybe we can throw that in part of that budget discussion. So.
That's the last item I have. The other is personnel in the exec session, unless these guys or you gentlemen have something.
Let's go into a 5-minute recess and then we'll come back and go into executive session.
Sounds good.
All right.